910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's more reaction to the division growing between the U.S. and Israel as President Biden announced that some weapons shipments will be paused over disagreements with Israel's conduct in Gaza. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says what matters now.
Whether the next stage of this conflict against Hamas, which Israel has every right to carry out, allows for civilians to get out of the way of any future attack on Rafah. And that's what President Biden has said now publicly as well as privately.
Former President Trump is back in court tomorrow as his criminal hush money trial continues. It's also the start of jury selection in the corruption trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey. The Associated Press, citing local media in the Cleveland area, says a police officer in the suburb of Euclid was killed in an ambush shooting. Three Atlanta police officers were shot and wounded Saturday night. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Birth doulas help new mothers with the stress and anxiety of childbirth. But there's another type of doula, people who support people who are dying. Terry D. has more.
Death doulas or end-of-life specialists give spiritual and emotional support to people nearing death in a non-medical setting. Kim Burgess is an end-of-life doula and certified adult geriatric nurse practitioner. She says fulfilling a dying person's wish to be in their desired setting is important.
People wanted to stay in their home, their comfort of their home, their own surrounding, their own food, their own loved ones. So I loved being able to support people in that role.
Training to become an end-of-life doula happens in workshops with required reading and work-study assignments. Since it is not a federally recognized field, insurance companies do not cover these services. Death, or what is sometimes called the other side, can produce feelings of fear or a sense of denial, especially if a terminal condition has been diagnosed. Burgess says it is a 24-hour job for loved ones helping someone in these final days or weeks, and she's encountered families who are unprepared for the caregiving needs.
And a lot of times their family is saying, we're just overwhelmed, and we have hospice involved, but we still feel like we need some more support. An end-of-life doula can be there given the family reassurance or making some slight suggestions.
Doulas can also help plan an advance directive, instructions a person can leave behind about their funeral service or cremation, what to do with a pet, or help writing a loving message to family and friends. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks making some changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks firing three of their assistant coaches, some who were hired by Adrian Griffin, others who work for Mike Budenholzer. Coach Bud now has a new job as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Assistant Joe Prunty, who was filled in as an interim head coach, will remain with the team. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new wide receiver. Joseph Griffin Jr. out of Boston College has entered the transfer portal. Griffin played for Jeff Hafley before he became the Packers' new defensive coordinator. The Packers held their annual charity softball game at the Timber Rattlers Stadium. Donald Driver announcing he's stepping down as host and handing the duties over to quarterback Jordan Love.
I have this opportunity to pass it to what I feel is the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
To get it from a legend like this, for him, like he said, when he hit me up when I first got drafted and he's been in my ears, it's awesome.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Cardinals last night. That series wrapping up today. We'll recap later on with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. Right now, it's 64.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Good morning, everybody. On Mother's Day.
Migraine, especially when I'm on camera.
Hey, that's Buddy Hackett.
Is Nurtec ODT. For the acute
had something
migraine,
to talk about with Johnny Carson and his own mom.
I just wouldn't feel right if you couldn't sneak one in somewhere.
Well, last time I was here, I didn't say even one.
I know
just
you're
didn't, right. But I didn't want to forget it.
Okay. You've reminded them now, and you have your limit.
Yeah. Well, you know what I used to say in the show, that it's not a bad word. Yeah, it comes from anterior superior spine.
Yes, now that's all it is.
That's
really.
All that is, right. If a doctor ever says to you, you have contusions and lacerations of the anterior superior spine,
that means
you get scared. You don't know what you've got. But if he says to you, you've got a little glass in your ripper and that. And then you say, oh, thank you very much.
This all started out with talking about a turkey. Hey,
yeah.
Let me ask you something. You used to talk about your mother's cooking.
My mother was the worst cook.
Well, I know you said she had stuffed later on for 2 hours. Now, how about Thanksgiving? Did you ever have traditional?
We never had turkey on Thanksgiving.
Never?
No, we had chicken. We had chicken, no matter anything important was chicken. In fact, if somebody died, we had chicken. If there was a birth, we had chicken. It wasn't. That's it. She says, I'll make a chicken. But we didn't know that was, we always thought that was her selection, but she couldn't make anything else.
A chicken?
No. You ever hear what Shecky Green said about his mother?
No.
He says, Ma, why is the chicken so greasy? She said, because it's not chicken. I take grease and shape it like a chicken. Now, the funny part of it is, Shecky's mother didn't talk that way at all. She spoke beautifully. Just as good as you. I was going to say just as good as me, but that would leave a lot to be wanted.
Yes. So always chicken.
Yeah, chicken. That's all we ever had. My father.
Did you have the sweet potatoes and all pumpkin pie and all that? None of that.
Pumpkin pie? Here's what my mother would say. Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie was, she would call it trafe. It's not trafe. It would mean forbidden to Jews. She would call it trafe. It's not. You could eat it. It's a vegetable.
Yeah.
But anything that she didn't know about was trafe. That's it. Yeah, a train from New York to Miami was trafe. Fat, trafe, fat.
Fat. Buddy Hackett on Mother's Day, Johnny Carson Show. 1977. The music of the stars. Bronislaw Caper wrote then. Here are the lads in Las Vegas.
You and your smile hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Thank you.
Darling, come in. Come into my heart.
Yeah, thank you very much.
When Steve Allen turned 75, he asked his mother to perform with him on his variety show. Here's Milton Berle introducing Steve Allen and Mom.
Steve invited his mother to come on his own comedy show that he was doing at that time, and the two of them did her original act. How about that? The same one that she had done with Steve's father, Bill Allen, so many years before. Bell plays the part of a not-too-bright amateur who comes up on the stage by mistake and interrupts Steve. Very funny. Watch it.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At this particular time, oh, wait a minute. Just a moment, please. I'm terribly sorry. Would you mind getting off the stage till we play your music?
Can I have music to come out?
Oh, yes, certainly, yes.
Nobody said to me that.
Well, I'm saying...
He told me not to do anything until he told me.
Never mind him. I'm telling you now. You have to get off and...
I'll tell him what you told me.
All right. All right, Professor? Once more, please. Come on, let's hit it last once more.
All right, now?
Yes, yes, now, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, wait a minute. Do it over here. Stand in the middle. Now do whatever you're going to do. That's fine.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the stage people...
No. One of the actors.
Yeah. One of them didn't come for... Now, ain't here for here yet. Didn't make it. And the manager didn't want you to disappoint me.
No. Disappoint you.
The manager didn't want you to disappoint you. So he's going to to do it.
No, no. Me.
Yeah, I said you.
No, me, meaning you. Go ahead, never mind. Stand over here.
Yeah.
You're a target.
Because I'm getting all tired out being dragged around.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll make an appointment with you. We'll meet over here. That's it. All right, fine. Now, tell me about yourself.
Because I acted with an amateur show a lot of times.
How many times?
Only once time.
All right.
A show called She Loved Him. She loved him in three parts.
Wait a minute. She loved him is enough.
Yeah, she loved him enough in three parts. And everybody thinks, well, that.
Whatever.
That I have all the earmuffs.
No.
Of
earmarks.
All the earmarks of an earmuff.
No, I'm sorry.
Of an earache.
No.
Of a birthmark?
No, not a birthmark. Earmarks of an actress.
Oh, that old
thing. An actress, yes.
Of course, I'm not a regular mattress.
You're actress.
I'm not a regular actress, and if I make any mistakes, look them over.
Overlook them. Now, we're going to do it over here. That's fine. Yes, there's another channel down there. That's fine. Now, what were you...
I'll turn around.
That's all right. What did
I'll recite forever.
Yeah,
from now on.
All right.
Did I say that before?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'll recite twice and I'll make up for it.
How are you? Listen, I'm very curious about you. Exactly what is your vocation?
What is that? I'm a holy roller.
No. No, that's not what... That is your belief. I mean your profession. For example, I am a great entertainer.
That's your belief.
Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got. Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk. Where's my cookies? Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got. Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk. Where's my cookies? Thank you, I please, you're welcome. Please excuse me, I'm all finished. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. They'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table.
That's good advice.
Soak up all your soup.
That's Bob McGrath, star of The Mitch Miller Show. Here's Perry Como live.
Ladies and gentlemen, our interlocutor Perry Como sings the favorite song of the day, Mammy.
Mammy, Mammy. Sun shines east, sun shines west, but I've just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Eyes are coming, sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Mammy.
Yeah.
Mammy. I walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy. Sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Oh, Mammy. Mammy. I walked a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy.
The Al Jolson favorite. ...1954... Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, co-starred in Young at Heart. Mack Gordon, Jimmy Van Heusen wrote the title. The Music of the Stars.
Happy Easter lightning.
My love,
mine, your smile unfurled, yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love. In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how much I love you, my love.
It's got a face and feet now. How do you like it?
Just wonderful.
Come on in and join the family.
Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love.
In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how I love you, my love.
You.
Theme song from The High and the Mighty by Dmitri Tiomkin, Muzzy Marcellino whistling. And that was Muzzy from Milwaukee. Phil Harris was in that picture as a dramatic part. Here's Phil and wife Alice on Mother's Day.
Today is Mother's Day, and Phil doesn't have anything for Alice.
He intended to buy her something very nice, but... Well, let's go back 2 days. Alice and Phil are downtown shopping.
Hey, Alice, let's go home. I'm tired of looking in shop windows and walking up...
Oh, Phil, just look at that stunning two-piece French bathing suit.
Well, I'll look, but I ain't gonna... Ooh, la, la.
You like it?
Vive la France and cherche ma femme.
All right, take it easy, Father. Simmer down. I just wanted to know how you liked it.
I think it's very seductive.
Then why don't you go in and buy it?
Yeah, maybe I'll... Nah, I'll stick to my Hawaiian trunks.
Phil, I thought you might buy it for... Well...
For who?
Oh, I might as well tell you. Sunday is Mother's Day, and it would make a wonderful gift.
Oh, don't be silly. My mother ain't the type for that.
Phil, I was suggesting that you buy it for me.
You? Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't let my wife wear one of them things.
Why not?
Well, it's too scanty. You're liable to catch cold in it. I'm just thinking of your health, dear. You need something warmer.
Well, then how about buying me that full-length mink coat we saw? That ought to keep me warm.
That'd keep you too warm. You'd only perspire and run a temperature.
There must be a healthy present he can buy me. Hey, Doc, how about a diamond bracelet?
Honey, diamond bracelets, fur coats, take it easy. I don't have that kind of cabbage.
Well, if you're a little short, I'll help you out. I'll tell you what, Phil, I'll give you an advance on your allowance.
No, thank you. I have a stipend. Now, let me see. I got 20, 40, 60, 70.
Hey, Bud, could you spare $5 for a guy who needs a curly?
Hello, Frankie.
Oh, hello, Alice. I didn't recognize
you. Wait a minute, Remy. What's the idea of panhandling?
Please, I am not panhandling. I happen to be soliciting financial aid for a worthy people.
Who?
The INLGPNRs.
Oh, the Inilkapers. Fine race of people.
Frankie, who on earth are the INLGPNRs?
The Institute for Needy Left-Handed Guitar Players named Remley.
Happy Mom's Day, everybody. The music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network, or on till noon central. A lot of types of mamas out there. See, there's Oh, yeah, Red Hot Mamas. Here's Sophie Tucker. Peggy Lee, Cy Oliver.
You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. You got to kiss Mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. And if you want my company, you can't 50-50 me. You got to see Mama. You can't see Mama at all. Monday night I sat alone. Tuesday night you didn't phone. Wednesday night you didn't call. Thursday night the same old star. You got to see Mama every night. Oh, you can't see Mama at all. Friday night you dodged my path. Saturday night you took your bath. Sunday night you called on me, but you brought three girls for company. You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see your Mama at all. to see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. You got to kiss Mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. I don't want that kind of man, works on the installment plan. You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see your Mama at all.
This is the Josh Churn Orchestra. Josh, your regular favorite at the Green Mill Lounge, Chicago. Still to come, Connie Francis and the three tenors for Mother's Day. Why wait for Connie? Here she is.
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit here in the comfort of a cozy chair, My fancy takes me to a humble east side tenement, three flights up in the rear, to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but mid the dirt and that I fondly call a Yiddish mama. Es gibt nicht besser in der Welt. A Yiddish mama. Oy vey, wie bitter wenn sie fällt. Schön und lichtig ist in Häusern, wenn die Mamas du wie treue Fenster weh, wenn Gott nimmt ihr euch vor dem Haupt in Wasser und sie gelaufen vor ihr Kind, nicht holden ihr Teil. Das ist gewiss die größte Sünd. Ei, wie glücklich und reich ist der Mensch, was hat, als er schöne nur ein Ort hitscht für jedes Mama, Mama, Mama. Her jewels and her treasures, she found them baby smiles. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today to that kind little lady, so old and gray, to that wonderful Yiddish mama.
Connie Francis. The music of the stars. Stand by for CBS News. And two more hours of our Mother's Day special. Luciano Pavarotti.
son tanto felice perché ritorno da te. La mia canzone ti dice che è il più bel giorno per me. Mamma, son tanto felice viver lontano perché mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu, sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più. Sento la mano tua stanca, cerca i miei riccioli, sento e la voce ti manca, la ninna nanna lallò. Oggi la testa tua bianca, io voglio stringere la cuore. Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu, sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più.
Now, stand by for CBS News. We'll be on the air till high noon today, Central, worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore, che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu. Sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più. Mamma, mai più.
Henry Mancini arranged that for the Philharmonia Orchestra, Luciano Pavarotti. That was 1991, live in London. The music of the stars.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.